Oh my god, it's my fault. You were getting eviscerated on the air.
Last time, on Bucci.
I'm going to cry.
Bucci, promise.
Yeah, hey, welcome to Bucci's Butterfly Sanctuary. What do you want? We have all sorts of butterflies that I have bred or imported. I don't know why I'm laughing.
I love L-U-V butterflies.
Oh, it came. It came right to you.
I can feel the delicate touch.
It tickles, professionally tickles. It actually makes money when it tickles.
Is it tickling?
Yeah, it's a wave of tickle.
Butterflies don't poop, so you're not going to want to install toilets or anything like that.
You know what? Get out of my butterfly sanctuary.
You know, I just came from a sanctuary that wasn't for butterflies. It's for me, really.
I brought this jar of nectar.
Eat them. Suck them dry. Suck them dry.
Oh, I have a headache.
Keep sucking. There you go. It's going to fly away now. Bye. Do you want some butterflies to land on you?
I'm reluctant, to be honest.
It makes a little sound when it flaps.
True.
I like monarchs because they're rare, but they still come to me.
Look at all the butterflies that are flapping around you.
Wow.
Oh, be careful. Come back-tion, Jackson.
You know what butterfly kisses are?
Butterflies don't kiss. They suck. Look, it's sucking from you right now.
That's the same thing as a kiss for them.
What about a lilac butterfly?
It kind of looks like it's covered in flesh.
Can you have any money you can give me?
I don't. Actually, I need some.
Before I step foot into the sanctuary, is there a telephone booth in it? Someplace I could flee into? Like the Melanie character in Hitchcock's The Birds?
Yeah, Tippi Hedren. You know, show some respect.
Gotcha.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Ooh, sucking on you.
First time caller.
Hold on, I just gotta plug in my iPhone 6. Oh man, this battery on this iPhone 6, if I unlock the phone, it drains 100% of the battery. That can't be right. It just feels so good in my hands though, that iPhone 6. When was the last time you held an iPhone 6? Don't answer. It's gonna be some... You're gonna give me some disgusting answer. I just wanna see that Mona asked me to read this. The amazing folks who helped us out today volunteering, Ben, David, and Paul. They're upstairs helping us mail out the marathon swag. You may have already gotten my premium, the Bucci premium, 24 hours with a friend.
Bucci.
I don't know if you have or not. I don't, you know, the mail, there's a conspiracy against Bucci with the mail where they do reroute a lot of my packages. Either that or people keep lying about their addresses because I get these things back to me, return to sender. It's fine. Okay, let's crack a can of tall, cool ocean water. So refreshing. You know, obviously it's bad to drink ocean water. So I have to, I take the water out of it. I strain the raw water out with some napkins. I just pour it. You just pour it through the napkin a couple times, and the salt comes out. It still tastes like salt water, though. But it's not. Okay.
da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da
da. I don't know why it took you so long to say that, but it's true. I'm back after 2 weeks of being away. It is weird to be back.
Weird.
They changed all the heights on the chairs. They adjusted all the heights. People who sit next to Bucci know that he prefers the seat of his chair to be 3 feet 5 inches off the ground, like above the ground, about 3 feet 5 inches. It's the kind of perfect length. I'm quite tall, so I just like it up a little bit higher. And normally I send out a daily email reminding the other DJs here at WFMU not to curse wording adjust my chairs. But these last 2 weeks I've been away and out of contact, away from my email, my precious Outlook, which is like my love. I love Outlook. And then, of course, I get back and the chair... I get back to a chair that... Let me check. Let's see how tall this chair is. This chair is no inches off the ground. It's just a seat on the floor, basically. Where did the inches go, DJs? Huh? Did they magically disappear? So, yeah, like I said, I was out for 2 weeks. I had to go on a quick 15-day cruise with my cousins. I have about 20 cousins now. So we sailed out of Bayonne, the port of Bayonne, and out under the Verrazano Bridge, barely cleared it, and out of the gray waters of New Jersey and into the cool blue and green waters of the tropics. We went to this island called Coco Cay, which is not a real island. It's a island that has been built up by the cruise industry. I think it's where all the chicken fingers and chicken tiki masala and mashed potatoes that they don't eat on the cruise. They kind of have piled it into an island form, and after a while it has hardened. And they built a water slide there that goes all the way down. water slide is nice, but it's not appropriate for children. One of the most X-rated water slides I've ever seen, personally. And I've seen some water slides.
Trust, Bucci.
So, yeah. It was beautiful, and so that was where I was. We did have to stop in Fort Lauderdale to pick up a bag of blood. Seriously! A bag of blood. One of the passengers, apparently they left without their blood, or they needed more blood. And there was an announcement on the intercom system ship-wide that said,
"Hello, this is your cruise director. Anyone have any blood? Did you bring?"
You know, like that. It was one of the most lucid announcements I've ever heard. Anyway, we had to stop in Fort Lauderdale and get the blood. I don't know. Anyway, that's where I was. So now it's back to reality. Gotta turn my out-of-office message in Outlook.
Ooh.
Off, and I have to turn my in-office message on, my automated in-office messages. If you email again, I'm calling the curse word police. And also listen to Bucci and subscribe to his podcast. And if you want to follow him, he's at Bucci Nights on Instagram. Just a suggestion. And sincerely, Bucci.
Sincerely, Bucci.
And that's the thing with vacations. It's almost not worth going away with the work that you come back to. I have so much work to catch up on. I think I've mentioned to people I recently got a new job. I work at my friend Steve's Fur Company, Steve's Fur and Feathers. And I'm lucky to have this job because I was unemployed for a while. But there isn't too much of like an office culture. There's no social element to the job, which I like to have as a part of the job. So it was depressing to go back to work after being on a ship with 3,000 people and then come back and I'm working alone in a warehouse, sewing sleeves onto coats and painting feathers to look like fur. It's lonely. And one thing about Bucci is, he's never lonely.
Bucci. Adage.
I actually don't think that is an adage because I'm not entirely sure if that's true. Yeah, the job. So when I worked at Reebok 2 years ago, you could always, there was a lot of people working there and there was a vibrant office culture there. You could always rely on a Taco Tuesday or a donut buffet. They even had like a office stationery buffet where it was all there. All you can grab office stationery. So you go in, grab a handful of paper clips, grab some, what do you call it? Compressed air. And, you know, obviously I made a lot of great relationships. I made it happen. I forced it to happen, these relationships with my coworkers. And I don't have any of that at Steve's Furs and Feathers. The only people I tend to see there are the customers, and they're usually too mad to talk to me. And one of the things I missed the most about having, you know, a bunch of people, coworkers, is just hanging around that time, that space between work and just hanging around, water cooler, trading gossip, talking SH double hockey sticks. People who have confided in Bucci know he likes some juicy gossip. All over the place. I like hearing it, passing it on to increase my social capital with the office, getting people to trust me.
Trust Bucci.
Making these connections that are oh so important when you want people to listen to your radio show. So, but there's a lack of that now. So I thought about this while I was sitting around and thinking about why I felt so depressed. And I thought maybe we should do this evening, and Mona was talking about it earlier, is I'd like to hear some gossip, specifically office gossip. You know, nothing malicious, you know, nothing hurtful, but maybe if you heard, like, did you hear about Alex? He started wearing a lot of Old Navy when he used to say he was used to be a Kohl's guy, but now he's an Old Navy guy. Maybe that's not good office gossip. Did you hear about Mona? She brings big sandwiches in, but then she doesn't eat them. She has like a whole bunch of pigeons on the roof that she feeds. I don't know. Gossip like that. I can't. This is just gossip I'm making up before Mona calls me and says, I don't take it back. I don't feed sandwiches to birds. Anyway, so if you can't gossip about anything nice, don't gossip at all unless it's real titillating. And I'm saying titillating with a capital elating. Elating. So that's what I want to do. Give me the goss. Sip. What have you, pass it on. And I'm not going to sell anybody. I'm not going to say anything.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bucci.
Isn't going to say anything. But anyway, let's hear the gossip, folks. It's Missy Elliott and Ludacris. Gossip, folks. Only on WFMU.
I heard she eat one crack a day. And started fucking with Trina. Well, I heard the bitch got hit by 3 zebras and a monkey. I can't stand it nowhere.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
Gimme the Goss. Sip.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Hi, Missy.
Hi, Missy. What's up, fools? You think I ain't know y'all broke Millie Vanilli, JJ Fad, one of bees ain't over here gossiping about me? Yo, how about you buff these Pumas for 20 cents so your lights won't get cut off? Your soggy breast, cow stomachs. Yo, take them Baby Gap shirts off, too.
I hope you still do. Sometimes when I go away for a period of time, I feel like people have forgotten that this radio show exists. That was the mighty Missy Misdemeanor Elliott and Luda off of their 2001 album, Under Construction. Nice song about the damage that gossip can do if it's done correctly. So 201-209-9368, I'm soliciting office gossip. Tell me about some gossip that's been hanging around your office. If you don't have an office, people in the chat over there at WFMU.org has been spamming me saying, we don't have jobs, Bucci. We can't post on the message boards and have jobs. Well, if you don't have a job, just give me some office, give me some gossip that you heard around the house. Nothing evil and nothing that's going to ruin anyone's reputation unless it's like maybe Mrs. Bucci's. Her reputation is so strong that it probably could stand to get ruined a little bit. Caller, let's play these phones.
Hello.
Yes, hey.
Welcome back.
Oh, hello. Who's this?
Franco.
Hey, Franco. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine.
Wow, you're coming
but
super
I'm just going to tell you straight away, never ask me about boats. I hate boats. Okay.
All right. Well, that was first on my list here, but I'm going to cross that out. No boat. I was planning about 15 minutes of you and I talking about boats, too. This might really hurt the show, Franco.
Yeah, it's kind of like Van Halen with the chocolate M&Ms. No chocolate M&Ms, you know. Anyway, it's in their rider.
Do you know why that is? I've heard this may be apocryphal, but have you heard the story why? This is a little gossip right now. Have you heard why?
Yeah, I know why.
Okay.
Because if they're chocolate, it means that they didn't read the rider.
The venue didn't read the rider, and their guitars might not be tuned correctly, or their lighting system may have be hanging by tooth, dental floss. Dental floss.
Or the backstage sandwiches might be full of cockroaches.
Okay, now we're spreading evil gossip about the venue, which I don't think we should be doing without any verification. You know.
Okay.
All right. So
let's move on.
Yes, please, Franco. What's some? Do you have any gossip? You know, that maybe is from your. Your former days on set in Hollywood or even around the neighborhood that you prowl?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. I only worked in an office one time in my life.
Okay.
And it was the office of the Sci-Fi Channel in Hollywood.
Okay.
And I was there for this. Well, the crew that I was on built the entire...
So loud.
Universal Pictures would dump a ton of money into the project. I don't know. They were in a storage space before they moved into the new office.
Can you give me the name of the project? Can you release the name of the project, or you would rather not do that?
No. What it was the old Ice Capades building in Hollywood, and the Sci-Fi Channel leased, bought the building. I'm not sure. And it was a wreck when we got it, but...
Yep.
You know, there was a very big crew doing all the aspects of building this super ultra high modern office space.
Okay. Yep.
They wanted the crew out so they could start working.
Stories.
And I was the person that was assigned to stay there and fix everything that wasn't finished.
Okay.
Well, I had a room you know, a dedicated room that all my tools were in, and it was kind of my workshop that I would escape when I couldn't stand the office environment.
Yes.
But I was working in the executive office on, there was this light display that went up probably about 20 feet.
Yeah.
And I thought the easiest way to access it would be climb up the bookshelf.
Okay.
And so I climbed up this bookshelf and I found a magazine about, it was magazine about amputees. And it belonged to one of the chief executives, CEO.
Oh, my God. So the gossip is this chief executive had this, you know, had this magazine, which is fine. I mean, that was his kink.
No, no,
I mean, that's absolutely, you know.
No judgment.
Yes, no judgment.
He was a weirdo.
But, like, that's just, is interesting because I bet you could look at the guy and say that guy is probably into just a... normal. I don't know what he's probably has a wife who has two legs and two arms and probably enjoys that relationship.
Yeah. Sometime later, I had moved to a different show. I was working at Turner Broadcasting on a show called Dinner and a Movie.
Yes, I have seen that. Wait, I've watched that movie. So all the times I've watched that show, you were behind the scenes.
Like, making all the funny tabletop props.
I've seen these tabletop props.
That was me. That was me. Okay.
All right.
Well, one time, do you remember Annabelle Gurwitz?
I don't.
She was one of the comedians.
Okay.
I was summoned to her house to look at, you know, think about some bookshelves for the garage. Her husband was a writer, and he was going to have this thing. Well, anyway, I gave them a bid and then went on my way. Well, while I was out in the street, this guy who I suspected was the fetish magazine guy walked by with his dog in his bedroom slippers. And we had been around each other for months. And I said,
bathroom slippers.
And he looked at me like he didn't even know me.
Really?
And I'm thinking, it could have been a Hollywood thing.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
He suspected that I was messing with his stump magazine.
Well, I would suspect that about you as well, frankly. You would be number one on my list. If my magazines went missing, I'd be like, where's Franco?
Yeah, he probably had, like, you know, there was something like a telltale
magazine.
It was like at a certain angle, and I didn't put it back
right. Telltale magazine.
And it goes. And I was the only person in there, other than the other executives, climbing around, plugging stuff in, taking stuff off, fixing stuff, breaking stuff. You know, it was me.
Man, that's crazy.
That's some crazy.
And that's my little office.
That's
story
a little bit of,
right there.
That's pretty good. I knew you would give me the goss.
Give me the goss.
Spilling that info there, Franco.
Yeah.
All right.
That was my former life.
I missed you on the cruise. I'd stare out at the mighty Atlantic Ocean, thinking, "What is Franco doing?" And then I'd say, "Stop thinking about Franco. You're supposed to be relaxing.
You're supposed to be kibitzing with your cousins."
Yes. Yeah, well, that's one word for what we do. All right. Thanks, Franco. Good to hear
from
you.
Welcome back, Bucci.
Bye. Quality Gabucci. Just lost like four calls while we were waiting for that. Hello, who's this?
I'm going to be anonymous.
Yeah, who is this?
I'm going to be anonymous.
Oh, you're going to be anonymous. Oh, that's fair. All right, anonymous. Do you have any off... You know what? Let me get some office ambience going. Maybe that'll help. And, there we go. And so we kind of gives the idea that we're just around the water cooler swapping gossip. All right. Go ahead, Anonymous. Just pour in some water now.
So at my school, three kids got suspended like a month ago and still haven't been back because they vaped in the bathroom and there was also suspected drug and alcohol use.
I see. Vaping in the bathroom. And is there a lot of rumors going? I mean, this must be spreading all over the school.
It was, but people stopped caring about it a couple weeks ago
for some reason. Well, it's just vaping in the bathroom. I mean, who doesn't do that? That's a rhetorical question.
I mean, only a few people have done it. Mostly them. There was also suspected drug and alcohol use.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's, what do you think about that? Did you also spread that gossip once you heard it? Did you telephone that down the line for you to maybe ingratiate yourself to someone that you've always wanted to speak with?
I've told a few people.
Yeah.
It has been confirmed by teachers.
Oh, I see. So the teachers are gossiping as well about this situation.
Kind of.
Oh, man. Give me these names of these teachers. I want to know so I can report. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Anonymous. Thank you very much. You're very wise to be anonymous because I would have gossiped about you at the end of this show a little bit.
Guess it was smart then.
Yes, very wise. You're a wise person. Thank you, Anonymous.
You're welcome.
All right. I need some more water. Get this bubbler going. They only say, they call it a bubbler. People are like, what's a bubbler? It's a water fountain. They call it a bubbler in Rhode Island and Wisconsin for some reason. Caller, you go Booch. E.
Hello, is this WFMU?
It is WFMU, and more specifically, it's Boochie.
Oh, hey, Boochie. I just wanted to tell you about my job.
Okay.
Boochie.
Go ahead. What's your name? Do you also want to be anonymous? This is going to be a very...
Oh, no. I'm very unanonymous.
Okay.
My name is Frank.
Hey, Frank. All right, Frank. Tell me, go ahead. Give me your goss.
Okay, so my gig, I'm a retired graphic designer.
Goss.
And you'll know my work. You'll see it in the Zippo Market. I designed the logo for Fruity Pebbles cereal.
Okay, the new logo or the old logo?
Because
there was an old logo and it was like offensive or something like that. Was that you who designed it?
Yeah,
I heard that there was a lot of teachers upset about that because the students were eating Fruity Pebbles and it was like a really racy Fruity Pebbles logo, right?
Yeah, that's me. I'd like to sneak them in there.
Okay. All right. So tell me, so is this about, are you gossiping about Fruity Pebbles? Are you going to ruin eating Fruity Pebbles for me?
No. I still eat them on my ice cream.
Okay.
I want to tell you what I'm presently doing.
Okay, please.
I am the graphic designer for Doss's Creamery, an ice cream place in Bud Lake and Morristown.
Okay.
And I love their ice cream so much. I do all their graphic design. In exchange for ice cream.
Okay, so you just get ice cream, and then you marry your previous job. You marry the Fruity Pebbles with the ice cream.
Well, not quite.
Is the gossip that you like ice cream?
All fresh designs and logos for
them. Gotcha. All right.
And okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Give me the gossip.
I'm currently designing a poster for them for their Sinkhole Sunday. What they're doing is... The sinkhole is right near them on Route 80.
Oh, the sinkhole. I thought you said something else.
And they have a flavor that's like layers of sinkhole stuff.
Oh, I see. So, Frank, what is the gossip? What do you got?
Oh, gossip.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So
oh,
I'm just
boy,
like,
oh,
have you, when you've been hanging around these ice cream people, have you picked up any sweet tea, as people my age say it, and your age?
Yeah. Well, the gossip really is how many people they need right now as drivers.
Okay.
To transport ice cream for them. They're ever growing business, and they've hired a couple of nice people in there, but maybe a summer job, something like that for somebody. And not going to pay them in ice cream. They're going to get paid in money.
That explains a lot, actually.
Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting. Frank, thanks so much for calling and give me I'm very interested about this Fruity Pebbles thing, so you can maybe call back and tell us all about your adventures in cereal land. Okay.
Well, I'll give you an adventure, sure.
Sure. Okay, Frank,
sure.
Thanks very much. There's a rumor going around that that was good gossip, and I want to tell you that rumor is false. Gossip, folks. Office gossip. I need to print some stuff out. Caller Igabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tommy Tuna.
Hey, Tommy Tuna. How are you doing?
I'm doing so good. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday to you, to all who celebrate. TGI, 2 days to Monday, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something.
It's a Monday everywhere if you're feeling lucky.
Exactly. So, Tommy Tuna, what do you have? You got some office gossip for me
and for
my listeners.
I have a lot of office gossip. Okay. So I work at a school in Delaware, and I work under two different deans. One is like 45 years old, and one is 31. Young man, kind of handsome, you know, people flirting with him, everything.
Young
for and I
deans.
Found out last week. They've been having a secret affair for like a year and a half.
I see. Okay.
Except he got another dean pregnant, but he's calling her and complaining about it every day.
You shouldn't be spreading rumors like that.
All right. So the rumor is these deans are all in and out of each other's pockets or beds, right? That's the gossip?
It's more than gossip. Well, it's gossip to some people. I know for a fact that they're doing it to each other.
Yeah. And do you, what do you think about this? I mean, why does why does it have so many deans? I thought there was only one dean. Is that a Bucci adage? No. Now there's
no, because it's like, you know, some schools have like,
I'm betraying
it's
my...
complicated, but there's lots of deans because of population. It's a Delaware thing. You have to be there.
Okay. All right, Tommy Tuna, thank you for spreading that gossip. I'm sure the WFMU listenership is titillated to the extreme.
They're totally titillated.
All right.
People sometimes do it to each other, you know?
Jesus. All right, goodbye.
That explains a lot, actually.
That gossip was too hot. That was too hot for me. I gotta drink some more water from this bubbler. People are saying, what is Bucci's hitting the bong? What is that noise? Right, listen, the only bong that Bucci hits is this. He hits that, he makes that bong work. So let's just put an end to that rumor. Call you, Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
My name's Lorraine.
Hey, Lorraine, how are you doing?
So far, so good. I got some very Long Island specific gossip.
Ooh, I love that. Tell me about some Long Island gossip.
Well, so Billy Joel, you might have heard, he has hydrocephalus, normal pressure hydrocephalus, no good.
Right.
And my father has the same brain disease.
Okay, so the gossip is you and Billy, your father and Billy Joel are ill in the same way.
Exactly. I feel like I'm connected to celebrity in a little way.
Is your father okay?
He's okay. You know, he's old like Billy Joel.
Sure.
So. And he was less excited about it than I was,
You spread the gossip to your father. You said, you have this, but guess what? Billy Joel does as well, and he was like, I don't care.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
I thought maybe you would care.
I do. I empathize with both of these people, your father and Billy Joel. I hope that everyone, I want to spread the rumor that everyone should get better as fast as possible, though I don't know if that's possible.
That's a very nice rumor.
Specific disease. Yes, it is a rumor, and that rumor is true.
Yes, excellent gossip, Booch.
All right, thanks very much, Lorraine.
Man, that's crazy.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Maybe this was a mistake. I feel very bad spreading the gossip that, anyone else who has Billy Joel and Lorraine's father's ailment can find solace in the fact that many other people, that these people do, and I don't know where you're going to find solace. You're probably not going to find it anywhere, and that is a Bucci adage. Call you, Bucci.
Bucci.
Oh, what's up, Bucci?
Adage.
Hey, who's it's this? Bucci. It's Downtown Double G. How you doing, Double G?
I'm all right.
Okay. I'm going to ask this question. But, give me the goss.
Give me the goss.
Oh, I'll give you the goss. So I heard
is
on
this,
the radio.
Okay, is this office gossip? Or is this just, you said on the radio. Okay.
Yeah, you know I can't work in an office after some obligations I made to other people.
Sure. Okay. You were keeping that gecko in your drawers at your office, right? And then developed a whole terrarium, and they're like, get the gecko out of here. And while you're at it, get Double G out of there, too, because he's falling behind his quota.
Well, yeah, because I was trying to sell timeshares on the Amtrak trains to, like, different rooms, but they said that's illegal federally.
Yeah.
So
What, you got the Glengarry leads? You got the good leads now? You got the Glengarry leads?
Like, are you talking about Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yes, I am talking about Glengarry.
I haven't seen that movie or play.
Right. All right. Just give me the gossip.
So
I almost cursed.
What?
No, I almost nothing. Keep going. Tell me the gossip.
All right. All right. Anyway, so I heard this guy on the radio talk about. Sorry, Butch.
Uh huh.
Anyway, so I was working this job where I had to, let's say, move one object from, let's say, one place and deliver it to an undisclosed location, right?
Yep.
So I would go with me and my buddy Eddie Thomas, and you know, once in a while you would bring a kid because you know child care is really hard to get around, mm-hmm. you know, and it's expensive.
Yes.
And you know, after a while, it's all right. You know, like Eddie bringing his kid, you know, little Eddie, so it was fine for a while, mm-hmm. and then you know, Eddie started like having trouble with his like baby's moms. So then after a while, you know, the kids started being like resenting his pops,
yeah,
and he brought him to work.
A bad idea.
You know, and I can't really know what's happening in their house. You know what I mean? I can't get involved in that. I got my own problems. So he starts saying like, you know, if I can start taking care of the kid on my days off because he's got to handle all the stuff at the house, right?
This is too salacious.
All right, I got to know the kid. I can take care of him. You know, he was like 12. You know, so it wasn't like a little kid. You know, you could put, you know, give the kid, you know, something to do and they're
documents.
Gone. So, but then when I go to work the next day and bring his
kid. Copies of Never Do This Topic Again. Yes? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bring his kid to work, you know, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, we're at the undisclosed location, mm-hmm. and he's not there. He doesn't make it. And I find out that supposedly he is incarcerated for the disappearance of his wife.
Jesus.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It's allegedly.
This is going to get Bucci sued again.
This is alleged. This is alleged.
Yeah, keep just saying so, alleged. Know. All right, that's good. So, you know what? Maybe she went to a water park. Maybe she went on a cruise like me. Maybe she's chilling on Coco K.
Well,
you don't know where she is.
Maybe
she's better off.
It
sounds like
a boat.
Bad person. What?
No, it was involved the boat, you know, in like some like, you know,
huge
like
mistake.
Evidence that was presented by the state that maybe, you know, boats were involved, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I still have this kid, like, you know, he's living at my grandma's house now because I can't take care of a kid.
No. No. Double G, I got to end that right now. I'm very upset. That
right, but don't tell nobody.
That
don't
gossip
nobody.
Is a poison in my veins.
Just don't tell nobody, all right?
Yeah, I won't. Don't worry.
All
goodbye.
Right.
Caller Yagabuchi. This, I'm never going to do a show like this again. Caller Yagabuchi, who's this?
Oh, hey, Bucci, this is Talia.
Hi, Talia? Talia, you said?
Yeah, like Natalia, sorry. Jersey girl stuck in Minneapolis. I can give you gossip. You've been such a great host, giving us thought-provoking entertainment.
Yes.
Do you want school-related gossip? Do you want drug-related gossip? Do you want Midwest gossip?
You know what? Give me some Midwest gossip, because I want to, that Midwest, there's a lot of darkness under the surface of that there.
Said it.
Yeah.
I know you're a very hip person, like you're that Long Island, Connecticut area, right? So maybe this isn't new news over there.
Okay.
But here,
Long Island, Connecticut.
And it's both in the community and in the schools. You know what an EMR is?
An EM, what was it?
E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, R as in Rock.
ENMR. No, I do not. No.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to spread the rumor of what that means.
Well, no, and more. So, like, what people are doing here on dating apps is married people or people in committed relationships are opening up their relationships in this ethically non-monogamous relationship. That's
ENMR. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Ethically non-monogamous relationship.
And Hinge, Bumble, whatever app of choice you like, your flavor, mm-hmm. they got it all. They want a unicorn, it's on there. They want an ENMR. They want some. Now, remember, these guys are, it's the Midwest. They're not buying you dinner. It's not like a Milburn, New Jersey guy who's, like, taking off his wedding ring and going to that bar on, Essex Avenue and, like, buying the college girls dinner and stuff.
Sure.
Like, it's not like that. Like I said, I grew up in Jersey.
Yes.
The good guys are gone. But these cheap guys are just,
Station
like,
manager Ken's still here.
Pardon?
I said station manager Ken still lives in Jersey, so he's a good guy. Though I wouldn't go on a date.
Oh, no, I mean the good ones who are in the open relationships but will pay for the meal.
Sure, like Andy Breckman.
I don't know, but you could pass that number along so we can hit him up.
Okay, hit him up. All right, I keep interrupting your gossip.
Rough at these streets, man. It's rough out here.
Go ahead, go ahead. I'm sorry. So go ahead with the, so you're on the apps.
No, you're the best. So it's wild, and I'm not, how, what's the rate? Is this an R? PG-13 show.
PG, let's go PG-13, but imagine the 13-year-old is probably like 9 and actually like has a fake ID that says he's 13 or there for 13.
So it's not Dazed and Confused PG-13?
No, or it's not even Raiders of the Temple of Doom PG-13. It's a hard PG. Let's call it a hard PG.
Well, if anyone's looking for fun, the Midwest, you get on the app. It's pretty open. I'm going to say probably better for the heterosexual ladies only because the men are very generous down south, down yonder. It's not like Jersey with that massive
right,
macho.
Right.
I know they don't visit the quote-unquote Elizabeth Seaport in Jersey.
Got it.
But down the Midwest, crazy. Whoa.
Okay. I got it. And you have blown my listeners' minds. I can all hear them rushing to the Midwest.
Apologize.
No, it's okay. You probably did it in a good way. They could use their minds blown. They're so close-minded, these WFMU listeners, frankly. Thank you so much for your call. I really I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks so much for your work. Have a good one.
Thank you. The rumor that I appreciate that call, it still needs to be substantiated. It's really bad. Remember.
We shouldn't be spreading rumors like that.
We really shouldn't be spreading rumors like that. It's hurtful, and let's see, hope this next call. Oh. Ooh, really? Oh, man. Ooh, that's so crazy. Yeah, that explains a lot. Oh, man. Thank you. Caller Igabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Hello, is this Bucci?
Yes, it is Bucci. Who is this?
This is Michael.
Hey, Michael. Do you have any PG gossip for us?
If I don't use a curse word, I guess it's PG. Actually, it's probably not PG. Should I hang up the phone now? It's good, though.
All right, just dance. Do the dance. Do the PG dance. Let's just...
Okay.
Let's see
PG if... dance. Okay. I work at a college,
okay.
And there's some older folks there.
Got it.
But when I first started working there,
mm-hmm.
there was a gentleman that I heard of. Let's call him Jack, Dr. Jack.
Okay, as long as you don't call him Bucci. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Dr. Jack Bucci.
No, don't call him Bucci.
Okay, so Dr. Jack.
Yes.
The first time I had to assist him with one of his class Bucci. Setups, I'm an audiovisual technician. I heard that he number two'd his pants, pooped his pants,
yeah.
Ran down the hallway, and there was a trail of poop going all the way down the carpeted floor.
Yep.
So I put an incident to the name when I met Dr. Jack.
Uh-huh.
But then when I had to help Dr. Jack hook up his iPad to the projector screen, he had to open up Safari.
Uh-huh.
And you know when you open up Safari, it's like the recommended tabs of the websites.
Oh, man, I spend all Friday night opening up Safari, so I know very well what you're talking about.
There you go. So his Safari was filled with, recommended adult websites, very specific searches.
Yes.
And thank God I didn't have it hooked up to the projector because
right.
It would have...
ruined
him. Broadcast to a whole class, and I probably would have lost my job.
You would have spread that rumor all over, just like he spread that element all over the rugs.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
This is the second show in a row where someone has mentioned going to the bathroom. I don't know what someone posted on Reddit that if you have that sort of story to tell, hit up Bucci. I already heard your gossip. Caller Igabuchi.
Ba-ba-ba-Bucci. Welcome back.
Hey, hello. Who's this?
This is your old pal, Zachary.
Zachary, and that rumor is false.
That's false? I
I heard that you were sending me a reconcile note, a whole thing in the swag kit.
No, I just, you know, you get what you paid for. And I, if I'm reading this piece of paper right, you didn't pay anything. So you get nothing. Nothing.
Bucci, I'm on record as donating several times.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll have to, you have a different record than I. I just wrote that down.
No, so I'm not getting the reconcile letter?
You're getting, you may be getting my premium, which is a sort of reconcile letter that I, you know, I'm going to give everyone.
24 hours of audio of you. You just hit record. Yeah. Yeah. And you just fill that SD card, right?
Yes, that is the rumor. Okay, Zachary, what do you got?
Well, the big rumor, now I don't know if this is true or not, but on the...
big mistake.
You know how there's the secret comment boards?
No.
Over on WFMU.org?
Is there another comments board?
There's a secret one, Bush. So the big rumor, you know how the schedule's coming up. Rumor is Friday could be changing.
Yeah, I have heard that. That's been spreading around like a very poisonous wildfire. But I have to put that to bed right now, and I have to lay next to it in bed and give it a kiss. So if you track my metaphor,
I track.
There's an you know, Bucci's gonna be here for a while, and that's a Bucci adage.
That's what we like to hear.
It's not a Bucci adage.
You don't have it on the board?
I don't. I have any control over this board. So apparently, look, the rumor. These rumors are hurtful. Goodbye. Drink more from this water fountain. It's the only thing that's making me happy is this water. Bubbla. 201-209-9368 if you want to spread a rumor about your from your office, you know, and make sure you don't leave any names because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody. But if you have a rumor like, did you hear that my coworker Bhavna doesn't have a shadow? Oh, did you hear that rumor? I think you may be right because I shone a desk lamp on her and she didn't have a shadow. I thought the shadow might have been hiding under the desk, but you know, now that you mention it, that's a pretty interesting rumor. Or did you hear that there's a birthday cake in one of the conference rooms that never is eaten or goes stale and the candles never go out and it's been burning for months? Whose birthday cake is that? Did you hear that Jimmy is not a good rapper?
Ooh.
He's no Mace. He's more Silk the Shaka. Caller, you got Bucci. Though I like Silk the Shaka, too.
Hello, my dear friend Bucci.
Hello, who's this?
Remington Fairfax.
Remington Fairfax. Oh, it's been a long time.
A first time, long time.
Yeah, right. Okay, so Remington Fairfax, what's your rumor?
Wellington Strathmore's Bistro on the High Road has been replating uneaten Yorkshire pudding.
So, could you just repeat that again? What is the rumor?
Wellington Strathmore's Bistro on the High Road.
Wellington Strathmore's Bistro on the High Road, yes.
Has been replating. Uneaten Yorkshire pudding.
Oh. Man, that's disgusting. So there's a bunch of old Yorkshire pudding. You mean the pastry part of the Yorkshire pudding, right?
Indeed.
Oh my goodness, I've been eating that Yorkshire pudding like a house on fire. Thank you for
like a fine bottle of wine.
No, well I've been pouring my. Well, that's how I drink wine out of Yorkshire puddings. I don't know if you knew that, Remington Fairfax.
Perhaps I'll try it.
All right. Yeah, give it a shot. Goodbye.
That explains a lot, actually.
About that bistro. Hey, Billy Jam's in the place. You're hooked up to one, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you have any rumors that you'd like to spread, Billy Jam?
Give me the gas.
No.
He said no, but he's winking at me. Real quick, we only have a couple minutes. 201. Oh, go ahead.
# Fleetwood Mac.
You shouldn't be spreading rumors like that. It's really hurtful.
I heard that is a hashtag. These modern hashtags. All right, so thanks for spreading these rumors. I feel like it was a slightly poisonous hour of Bucci, but I hope that everyone learns a little bit of something that you should never spread rumors on Bucci because it's just too many listeners. But there's another rumor that's going around that Billy Jam, Put the Needle on the Record, is coming up, and that's true. And you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online and all the time at WFMU.org. Put the Needle on the Record's next. Bucci! Who listens to him? You, Ducci.